More than 15.5 million children under the age of 18 are involved in domestic work. Of those, 10.5 million are estimated to be in child labour, which means that they are either under the legal age or that they are working in hazardous and in some cases even slavery-like conditions. 6.5 million of those child labourers are aged between 5 and 14, according to an ILO report launched to mark the World Day Against Child Labour. Constance Thomas, who heads the ILO's International Programme on the Elimination of Child Labour, says their situation is a serious violation of child rights.
We know that they are vulnerable to physical, psychological, and sexual violence and abuse. They're isolated from their own families. They're hidden from the public eye by the nature of where they're working. And they can become in a state of high dependence on the family or the people in whose household they're working. We have evidence that some do end up becoming commercially sexually exploited.
They often work long hours and in hazardous conditions, such as handling toxic chemicals, using dangerous tools, or carrying heavy loads. The hidden nature of their situation makes it hard to identify and protect them. In many countries, child domestic work is not recognized as child labor because of the blurred relationship with the employing family. Challenging such attitudes is an essential step towards eliminating this form of child labor.
Awareness raising and advocacy is one of the best means of action that can be undertaken. That domestic work is work, and that children working in domestic work constitutes child labor and should be prohibited.
The report calls for concerted action at national and international levels to eliminate child labor in domestic work. Patrick Moser at the ILO in Geneva.